With me today in the studio is Joyce and Jess from the Sawyer County Health and Human Services in the Public Health Unit. And today we're going to be talking about marijuana, or actually more specifically, THC, since it's not just in the plant anymore. We can get gummies and vapes and drinks and all sorts of stuff. So Joyce or Jess, whoever wants to start us off, let's talk about this.
Okay. So Noah, we really want to look at the THC component and kind of why we're bringing this forward, because, you know, THC obviously has been around for a long time. It's legal on both sides of us as far as state-wise, as far as Minnesota and Michigan. But the fact that THC itself has become increasingly more concentrated, so it's become more dangerous in a sense, because sure. It can be more harmful.
It's not like the pot that we had in the 70s.
No. And we hear a lot of times, because it's like, well, hey, it's just weed. You know, I smoked weed when I was a kid or so on. What we're wanting to let people know is, hey, it's not just weed the way you might think it is. It has changed. And like you said, THC, we're seeing in a lot of things. Like you said, the edibles, the drinks, a lot more concentrated, which is causing a lot of side effects.
Sure.
That people don't even realize that, hey, I'm having these issues, that it's related to the THC that they ingested, thinking it might be something else.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. Just bringing this more to light of, hey, the awareness of, you can't just say, hey, it's just weed like I had when I was a
right.
kid.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And something to bring up, too, is when you talk about edibles. So the reason that overdoses happen with edibles is people will use or take an edible, and they don't realize that they are not going to feel the effects for anywhere from 30 minutes to 2 hours later. Yeah. So they take more.
Oh.
And with this high concentration of THC in there, I mean, back in the 70s, the concentration of THC in weed was about 10%.
Yeah.
Now there is no weed that the concentration is only 10%. Now it's anywhere from 90% plus. And so we actually have kids and adults who are showing up in our emergency rooms that are overdosing, and they're hallucinating. They are having panic attacks. They're having rapid heartbeats. Their blood pressure goes up.
Yep.
So, and it's a very scary thing to happen.
Well, I would think with all these products, too, that are now containing THC in the home, kids are getting a hold of it.
Yes.
And they think it's candy. They think it's pop. They think it's something...
Yep.
Fun.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know,
they're taking the whole gummy versus, you know, some people just say just a little corner.
Right. Yep. And it's being packaged to attract kids just like vaping, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're putting the bright colors on it. They make it
flavors.
It looks like a candy that they know, you know, or a snack that they know, but it's not. It has that THC in it.
Yeah.
So
what can we do to prevent some of this happening in the home? Obviously, you don't go out and buy it, but for those who are, what are some safety tips that we can give them?
Yeah, well, obviously, for starters, treat it just like a narcotic medication. Put it up away where children can't get into it.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're putting it somewhere that's, especially if you can lock it, it's even better. Because it's not only kids, it's also pets. You know, if your dog eats it, they can die from it. It's very, very difficult to treat a dog that is overdosing on THC. So that is the first thing. Obviously, if you're going, we are not promoting the usage of weed or THC.
No, but if they are.
But we're being realistic.
Yeah.
We know that
yeah.
people are. So if you are going to be using it, only have the amount in your home that you're going to use. Don't be storing and stashing it up.
Yeah.
So that others can find it.
And I think the other part, too, is because then somebody might go, well, I don't have edibles in my home, is the concentration is not just in those edibles or the waxes. Waxes are very common. But the actual, like, if you're smoking marijuana the way you would traditionally think it, those are even more concentrated than they used to be. So that's the other component that people are like, well, hey, they're having fun. They're just smoking a joint. Well, not realizing that joint is a lot more concentrated than it used to be.
Yeah.
So, you know, our local ERs are seeing people come in due to using or smoking, and they're having symptoms like their heart rate is through the roof, they're throwing up crazy, they're having these panic attacks, not realizing it's because of what they just did. So,
and the other thing with smoking that I want to bring up is, even though a lot of people look at THC and weed as a natural product, And they're, so they're thinking that it's right. healthier. You're still putting things into your lungs. And so there's actually studies out there that have shown that people that do smoke marijuana are at a higher risk for stroke and for heart attacks. So okay. keep that in mind as well. If you yeah. already have those health symptoms, maybe not something you want to be doing. If you don't need to do it, don't do it. But if yeah. you do know that the concentration is very high, it is not what you think it is. If you're going to use it, use a very, very small amount. Give it a few hours so that you know what the full effect is going to be. Put it somewhere safe.
Yeah. Because the joint of the, like you said, the joint of the 70s is 10 times stronger today.
Yes.
If not more.
Yes.
As far as potency is concerned.
I actually was on vacation a few weeks ago in a state that it is legal
yeah.
with a group of women. And somebody there shared a joint with somebody else. And that girl came to me very scared. She was panicking. And she, it turns out that it was just something that had a very, very high amount in it.
Oh, sure.
Really, yeah. really scared her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Joyce and Jess, thank you for stopping by. And we will talk more about this in future episodes.
Thank you.